Welcome back to EcoTalk, and in this segment we're going to be talking about a full-page ad that was taken out in this week's New York Times. You may have noticed it. It's an open letter to all U.S. mayors concerned with America's oil consumption, and it takes off where President Bush said in his State of the Union address that America has a serious problem. We're addicted to oil. Well, that gave the president of Piaggio Group Americas an idea, and that's to start promoting their scooters. And so Scooter Libby isn't the only scooter in the news this week. We're going to be talking with Paolo Timoni. He's the president and CEO of Piaggio Group. They own Vespa, Piaggio, and Aprilia, making mostly scooters and small motorcycles. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Betsy.
Tell us why you were inspired by this admission on the part of our president that we have a serious addiction to oil, and how you can help, or at least people who buy your scooters might be able to help curb our addiction.
Well, Betsy, because of what we do, since last year, we initiated a number of activities trying to explain to the people here in the United States what scooters are, what are the benefits of using one, right? You know, scooters are a product used by millions of people in Europe and Asia, but are still a very small market here and something that is unknown to most of the people. And so in the past we did different things, but more recently, you know, following the State of the Union from the president, we came to the conclusion that these issues are becoming more and more important for the people living here. And it's about, you know, oil consumption, it's about pollution, it's about traffic congestions, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we, in the past, you know, we had approached some of the cities on a one-to-one basis, but this time we decided that we wanted to reach out in a larger scale. So we actually wrote a letters to the top 135 or the mayors of the top 135 cities in the United States to try to share with them some of these facts that we have. And then in order to make people aware of this, we also decided to publish the same letter on the New York Times.
And so give us some examples, some statistics on how scooters are eco-friendlier.
Well, basically, if you compare, you know, one of the, you know, most advanced scooters with the average car, you save about 60% in terms of oil consumption, you know, per miles. You can reduce emission of greenhouses by 80 to 90%. Those are very significant improvements, right?
Sure. Now, Americans love, you know, big stuff. Bigger is better, we think. But we're maybe on the downward side of that. Maybe we're starting to simplify and downscale even our transportation. What kind of mileage do your scooters get on average?
We're talking here at a minimum of 60 miles per gallon, right? And the way we are positioned here, we are not saying that, you know, you can replace your car with the scooters. But maybe there is the right way to use one and the other one. And, for example, you know, during a weekend when you're going out with your families and you have the bikes, the boards and everything, you need a large car to accommodate for your families and all the things that you need to do, right? But on a daily basis, when commuting to the work for the few miles, do you really need to use the same large car? Or are you better off, and your community is going to be better off if you were to use a small scooter, right?
Yeah, so you're saying technological solutions are not the only ones. We could also have some behavioral changes that could make a difference.
Exactly, in the small things, right? In many cases, it's not about big solution, but it's small little things that can have significant benefits.
Now, I think the main concern would be safety. You know, people are driving around in such large vehicles still today. How are they going to see these little scooters? What, should they be concerned about that? And is there anything that you are doing to try to counteract that realistic threat and perhaps a perception of that?
I think that, you know, scooters are transportation products, and in all similar cases, you know, they have to be dealt with proper training and with proper, you know, understanding of what you're doing. But I think that the situation is quite comfortable already here in the United States. There is a lot of, you know, first of all, you need to be licensed. It's not that you jump on a scooter and you start going around, right?
Not for kids.
Exactly. You need to do your training. You need to get your license, you know, your motorcycle license, driving license. And then on top of that, there are associations that organize special riding schools, special safety schools. So there is a lot of solution and information and opportunities for people to really approach this in a very safe and responsible way.
Now, America is behind Europe in many ways in terms of environmental responsibility. Do you really think that we're going to follow in the footsteps as far as, you know, transportation leads?
Well, I think that, you know, some of the issues that have been, you know, significant in Europe for a while now, right, you know, very high gas prices, significant traffic congestions in urban areas, lack of parking spaces are becoming a significant problem here in the United States as well. You know, this is a very large country with a lot of space, but, you know, the cities are growing, more and more people are flocking to these cities, and those are becoming an issue as well. And this has proved to be, for many years in many countries, an effective solution to some of this problem. So I really don't see why this is not going to be an important phenomenon here as well.
Okay, we just have about a minute left. What's been the response to this full-page ad?
We received a lot of inquiries. We have already been invited to three major conferences that will be held in the next 3 or 4 months. Some of the media are reaching out to us to understand more and to learn about, you know, our experience and the information that we have. And so the response has been very positive so far.
Thank you for joining us. And
thank you for having me.
Thank you for this intriguing new option for cleaner, greener transportation. Think about a scooter, perhaps, instead of an SUV, at least for some of your errands. We've been speaking with Paolo Timoni, President and CEO of Piaggio Group Americas. They make three brands, Vespa, Piaggio, and Aprilia. We want to thank you for joining us for this edition, this New York edition of EcoTalk. Want to tell you that you can go to our website to find out more about today's topics and guests. You'll find links everywhere. Go to www.ecotalk.net. And also, if you have ideas for stories, we're never at a loss for them, but we'd like to hear what you think and what you'd like to hear more about. We try to bring you the latest environmental news and views every week here on EcoTalk. So I'll be back in San Francisco in time for next week's show. In the meantime, go out and have a great green one.